Looking ahead, tomorrow's weather forecast. Well, it looks like the sun will be killing them in Gillingham. It'll be dry in Rye, it'll be cool in Gaul. And if you live in Lissingdown, I'd take an umbrella. It's 23 minutes to 9 o'clock. This is Mercia Sound. We don't care. Nor the Coventry artists. Oh, they're throwing it all open. An open exhibition at the Herbert Art Gallery and Museum, Jordan Well Coventry, from 10 till 6 today. Pop along if you're passing by. But now, with the time at 23 minutes to 9 o'clock, on a Wednesday morning, here is a not-so-merry Michael Henfield.
In the blaze of publicity over Prince Charles and Lady Diana, one person has been overlooked. Remember Beryl Prosser? The world gasped when I brought you the exclusive story of the dashing young prince and the girl from Swan End who worked in the rates office. Last night, Beryl was at home in the front room of her parents' semi-detached, embroidering his and her Majesty's hankies, which she'll be sending off to the happy couple. Wiping away a tear, Beryl told me that the news had been broken by her Uncle Ron, who'd heard it on Mercia Sound. She broke down several times as she talked of the love that was not to be. I thought something was up when I invited him round for his tea and he never replied to my letter, she told me. We were even going to borrow a corgi to make him feel at home. On the mantelpiece was a photo of the man she called Chuck. The bookshelf was full of such works as Godfrey Talbot's The Man Born to Be King and Beverly Nichols' Charlie Is Their Darling. Beryl's mum shuffled quietly into the room from time to time with a new supply of Kleenex. Her dad broke open yet another packet of Brook Bond, and Beryl's Auntie Em cried softly into the ball of wool she'd been knitting into a cosy for Beryl's crown. They may be celebrating in Mayfair, Northamptonshire and Sandringham, but there was little joy last night at that semi-detached in Spon End.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game.